It is interesting to point out that in one of the later editions of the Nefesh HaChaim, there's a skoma from Rav Michal Yehuda Lipkovich from Eretz Yisrael, from Bnei Brak, and he writes a little bit about how the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim was studied in the yeshivas of Europe. So he writes in a skoma there, he says, Ki yedua Sefer Nefesh HaChaim, he says, the Sefer called the Vorov, he says, Hinam Yesoidos Gedoilim Venemonim Memekor Kodesh Ha'aleichum. They come from sources of Kedusha, Lodas Tachlis Nefesh Odam Boilam Azeh, in order to know the Tachlis, the purpose of a person of the Shoma in this world, Ula Haskel Bedarke Avodas Hashem. And he mentions that Vahoya Kol Ben Toiru Ben Yeshiva, any Ben Toiru and any Ben Yeshiva, Vachol Mevakish Hashem, Yilmoid B'Sefer Azeh. The Yeshivas in Europe, he says, any Ben Toiru, any Yehovid Hashem would learn that Sefer Lodas Es Hashkofas Toresenu Akdoshe B'Cholorech Es Achayim Umi Shiloi Roh Me'oiro Is Devor Of Akdoshim. And whoever did not have the opportunity to bask in the light and to learn the Rayoinitz and the Hashkof of Nefesh Achayim Yechzaloi B'Shleimus Nafshoi Haruchniyim, this would be lacking in the Hashlom and the Shleimus of the spiritual life. But on the other hand, the Nefesh HaChaim mitoyach his great godless kitzer bedvorov, he was mekatzer in his words v'kolav harbe b'maymar muet, and in a few words he's actually koilo many many things, and therefore he says it deserves a lot of study. And it's kedai to mention that one of the choshev gedol Yisrael Eretz Yisrael, he by the name is it'll be Yisrael Elia Weintraub, who is considered to be one of the authorities on Nefesh HaChaim. It's another gentleman who not long ago actually was brought to Lakewood for a particular mission, and attracted literally thousands of people in his shmuzen and his hashkof and so on and so forth. So he writes also on this particular edition of Nefesh HaChaim, so he mentions the following. He mentions that the Tzorach Lodas Ki HaSefer Nefesh HaChaim Nichteva Kol Teva V'Teva B'Daikonus Miflo, every word is incredibly meduyik, v'chein kol maramokim, also any maramokim, any amuvisham, any source, any chazal, any zohar hakodesh. And he says, v'imbonu lahagdir zois larkeinu, if we would like, according to our chelik, not our erech, misomar madrege, if we would like to describe that, he says, l'erkeinu apot, he says, aloli madrege, ho yinoimrim, we would have to say the same thing regarding the Nefesh HaChaim as it was written, if anybody looked in the Agdoma of Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi from Rab Chaim Brisker, the Briskerov and so on, the sons of Rab Chaim was the Briskerov and was Ramosha Soloveitchik and so on, they write in the Agdoma to Rab Chaim Alevi, they write that Rab Chaim, before he wrote down the Chidushim in Chidush Rabbeinu Chaim, every word was clearly thought out with a perfect, perfect, clear machshava, and there's no extra word. So writes the Bnei HaMechaber, you see, the sons of the Mechaber of Rab Chaim Brisker in the Hagdoma. He says, with a daikonus mifloa, which a gewaldige daikonus, he says, the machshavtoi hu amuka adein shir. And he points out, says Rabbi Yisrael Elia Weintraub, he says, the truth is the same thing with Nefesh HaChaim also. That every word, he says, that's written in Nefesh HaChaim, he says, he was medayik to find the appropriate word, the cholbito, every expression, the heart and the ksav really are connected. Rabbi Chaim's lev and Rabbi Chaim's ksav are interconnected. He put his machshavas alev into his words, and he says, that's ba'oifin kloli, that's in a general way. But being that the purpose of the Sefer is, in order to shtelavek, the purpose of the Sefer is to guide people, the masul nafsho, to find the right path in derech haTorah. So therefore, he says, tzorach shekol ois vois tiyeh shekula imasim makan oilav. So Meili says the truth is, he points out that it was written in a way that everybody could find the understanding, the havana, which is really according to his madrega and to his neshama. So the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim is a Sefer, is a Dover HaShovel HaChol Nefesh, written particularly for every person to be able to find to take out that which his neshama needs. And I just mention one more thing, that one of the great Talmidim of the Goyin, you might remember when we learned the Sefer Shkol in one of the Perushim, you have his Taklin Chadatin, which is written from Rabbi Yisrael Mishkalov. Rabbi Yisrael Shkalov was the Talmud of the Goyin. So he writes as follows. Rabbi Yisrael Mishkalov writes that Kosav Rabbeinu Hagro Zechusa Yogan Aleinu Bereish Mishle. The Goyin writes that Haloimid the Sefer, whenever you learn a Sefer, he says you have to know who the Mechaber is. So writes the Goyin. Haloimid the Sefer Tzorech Leida Mihu HaMechaber. Ki Himi HaMechaber Godol Bechochma. If the Mechaber personally is a person who's great in Chochma, Bevadai Besifroi also Chochma Gedoyle. And it's all for Yira. If the Mechaber is a big Yir Shemaim, so most likely, of course, we're going to find in Yonam of Yir Shemaim in the Sefer. He says, Vechem B'Toyre. He's a Godel B'Toyre. Usually the Mehus of the Mechaber is going to be reflected in the Sefer. So he writes, Rabbi Yisrael Shklover, again, the Talmud of the Goyin writes, that Rabbeinu HaGoyin HaChosid Hu Amiti, Rabban Shokol B'nei HaGoyin HaMareinu Rab Chaim, Rab Chaim V'Lozhin, Zeche Tzadik V'Kodesh L'Vrocho, Ho Yedoyim El Malach Tzvokos. Talmud of the Goyin is writing, that's a contemporary of Rab Chaim. Contemporary of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin writes, the godless of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, V'chol ha-toyre kule, Shas Bavli, Yerushalmi, Sifri, Sifro, Toisefte, Mechilte, Divra Hazor HaKodesh, Kizeh HaRizal, Hoyecharus of Aliboy. We're all carved out in his heart. He knew them all by heart. Yagdob Yikoyno Sifosov. And he says later on, he says that the truth is that beyom emaravim ashlifna rabbeinu hagoyim hoydiyaloi drochav loychoser meshulchanoi klum. In other words, many times the mechaber writes about great madregas, but he's not really there as himself. Many people write about great things. He says by Reb Chaim, he says everything that he wrote, he was there. He reached all of those madregas that we learn in his sefer. He says loychoser meshulchanoi klum ha'mayle shimonu chachomim shatoy v'niktes b'hem. All the memches devarim also, which is mentioned in Pirkei Avos, he says, and so on. Just a little bit of a glimpse again, Reb Chaim Volozhin. What we're going to do now, Reb Chaim, is be Messiah. Let's take a look here in Perek Tes. We'll come out at the end of Perek Tes. In the regular editions of Nefesh HaChaim, again, it's on Daf Lamed Tes, on the bottom, V'lechoyre. Let's just review very bekitzer what Reb Chaim mentioned so far. What we have learned is, Reb Chaim was explaining to us the svara, the opinion, who holds the mandoma regarding the kruvim, that the kruvim were positioned in an angle. In other words, they were not directly facing each other, nor were they facing pnei haboyis, which would be the opposite side, but they were sort of like an angle. One other mandoma, on the other hand, himself above the Bavsa, says that the shnei kruvim were facing each other, pnei mishalochiv. Pnei mishalochiv is really signifies Bizman Shisrael Oysen Mitzoyne Shalmokim. However, the second mandomer says the Kruvim were not positioned Pnei Mishalochiv, but rather the two Kruvim were positioned Metzadeh De'atzdudeh, but they're positioned sort of like on an angle. And Reb Chaim was trying to explain what is the Svara of this opinion that the Kruvim were not placed Pnei Mishalochiv, but they were placed at an angle. And again, let's remember that Reb Chaim brought down the Machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai regarding the Pasuk V'Sapta DeGonecha. How does that, is that reconciled with the other Pasuk V'Gisa B'Yoyim V'Laila, where the Torah tells a person should study Torah day and night, and yet we have another Pasuk V'Sapta DeGonecha that talks about earning a living, quite simply. And Rabbi Shmuel's opinion is that you need both. It's a combination. Haneg Imohem Minig Derecheres, which means a person should combine Torah study together with earning a living. Haneg Imohem Minig Derecheres. But you must remember that Reb Chaim Lemaisa said that even according to Rabbi Shmuel that says that you combine study of Torah with earning a living, Hanegimoyim, that even when you are oisik, when you are oisik b'divrei choil, when you are oisik earning a living, your mind should still be connected with Torah. Again, this itself is already a madrega. In other words, Hanegimoyim derecheres. Hanegimoyim means with the Torah. Connected with the Torah. A person should never be separated from Torah. But no matter what a person is doing, his mind should be as much as possible always be connected with Torah. Hanegimoyim, he says, Minig Derecheres. Then comes the other Madrega, Rabbi Shimon Yochai, who argues on the whole concept. Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, he says, Odom Chayrish Bishas Charisha, and the person is going to be Zareya Bishas Ria. He's going to be Koitza Bishas Katsira. If he's going to be doing and being involved in farming, Torah Mateh Eolel. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Yochai says, no, 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 no. You don't have to work. If a Yidin will be zeiched to do the Ratzon Hashem, then their melacha will be done by others. They'll get the panasa directly min Hashemayim. And of course, the Gemara tells us that Harba also Reb Shimon ben Yochai will also be Yodam. There are many who attempted Reb Shimon ben Yochai's way, that they're not going to earn a living. They're going to devote themselves totally to Torah study. Will also be Yodam. They're not in that madrega. And they were not Matzliach. Habe also Kerubi Shmuel, the Gemara says, but also Beyoda. And they were Matzliach. So if you remember, so how does Reb Chaim, how do we make a pshara between these two opinions? Reb Chaim says as follows, that regarding the Rabbim, regarding the masses, it says, yes, it says, Voyim Shemoya Tishimu, we're talking about a Rabbim. Regarding a Rabbim, we're not in the Madrega of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. For them, the Mahalach of Reb Shmuel, that is called Oysen Mitzoni Shalmokim. For the common people, for people in general, for the average person, average Bala Madrega, even great people, but even great people are not in the Madrega Reb Shimon ben Yochai. And Amila, therefore, for them, the most appropriate Hanhoge would be the Hanhoge of Reb Shmuel, Hanagimoy, Mini Dercheretz, the combined Torah study with Vosavta Daganecha. However, regarding the Yochit, regarding the individual, therefore it says Vosavta Daganecha, Vosavta Doshin Yochit, the Gemara says that Bisman She'en Yisrael Oysen Mesoni Shalmokim. That's regarding a Yochit. Because the Yochit individual, there are some Yechidim. There are some Yechidim, it's not for everybody. But there are some Yechidim who are able to rise to the challenge of the Madrega, to be able to follow in, with the shita of Reb Shimon ben Yochai, that they don't have to bechal b'yosik in a yonim of derech eretz. This was the pshara that the Nefesh HaChaim pointed out. And therefore he says, being that legabed the masses, the mahalach is to be yosik also, v'asavta d'ganecha, to be involved earning a living together with Torah. So therefore he says the kruvim, which represent the relationship, because the two kruvim, one represents Klal Yisrael, the other kruv represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The relationship between Yidin and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was put at an angle. Meaning is, it's not the tachlis of Kol HaTachlisim. This is not really the highest madrege. Yes, it is called, on the one hand, it's called Oysim Metzoyni Shalmokoyim. Avada and Avada, for the Rabbim, for the masses, the Mahalach of Rabbi Shmuel, that is what's asked from you. That's what's wanted from you. But you have to realize that that is not the ultimate tachlis. The ultimate tachlis, of course, is the madrege, that if a person is zoiche, to reach the madrege of Shem Ben Yochai. So therefore, it's put on an angle to show that we don't have the full relationship. We don't have the full relationship of Pnei Mishalochit. Pnei Mishalochit means where there's a direct relationship between Yid and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Being that the Rabbim are not going to have the complete relationship, because they are going to have to be Isaac in other things as well. They have to be involved with the Yonam of Derech Eretz. Therefore, it was put as an angle, even though, by the way, for them, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And that's why they were Me'urim Yachdov. Therefore, they embraced each other, as Reb Chaim pointed out. Embraces as it showed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, is accepting them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in fact, is embracing Yidin, who are Oisig in Yonam of Mini Derech Eretz. Because for them, that's the Mahalach. But you have to realize, that is not the highest Madrega. That there is still something higher to strive for. That's what was put on an angle. So the only thing that now it's left, as we start further. Having said that, the question is, why were both kruvim put at an angle? In other words, the kruv that represents Klal Yisrael, that should have been put at an angle to show that they do not have a complete relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the question is, what about the second kruv that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself? The question is, V'lechayra akate lomo hutzruchu lahamid beis ha'kruvim mitzudodin. The question still remains, why was it necessary to position both kruvim at an angle? Haloi hakruva echot. Sherom hazolav yizbar shemoi. After all, one of the kruvim that symbolizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Could have been, ha'yisrichim ha'amido yosher mamish. It could have been placed in a way that it would be facing the other kruv. In other words, maybe Taka, the kruv that represents Bnei Yisrael, is not facing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kruv representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, could have been positioned to face the Yid from behind. So at least there should be one side should be facing. Why do we have both on an angle, which means that neither really faced each other directly? Neither faced each other. And here again comes Reb Chaim with his old Yisoid, which he repeats over and over again. Omnam, this again is indicative, and it's interesting how wonderfully it works out, he says. Omnam ha'inyan k'moy shekosavnu. He said, the reason is for the following. Because shehis chabrusa yizbarach k'biyochel ha'olamos. Because the truth is, the way Hashem deals with the universe, the HaKoychos Kulam, and regarding to all of the powers in the universe, the Chol Sidrei and Vishkasrusam, the Chen Kol Sidrei Hanhogo is Anagoso is Baruch Itonu, he says, the relationship, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with the worlds, with the upper worlds, with all the spheres, with all the heavenly worlds, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship all depends in our activity down here in this world. We again, man was given the koyches by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have dominion on what happens in the upper worlds. Says Reb Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's relationship with the other worlds is only to the extent of man's relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here. As he goes on further, Hu kifi shir hatnua. It's only according to the measure, hatnua, the movement, the activity, v'ha'hisoyris ha'magia aleim imaseinu lemato. So it means very clearly that Hashem deals with the universe and with everything else. It all corresponds to our conduct. And he says, Hu kifi zeh hashir, and he points out, he says, according to how we are noyeg down here, we are zoiche to receive the glory, to receive the gevaldige hiskarvus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. So he says, therefore, lochein gamakruv shiromaz olav yisborach shemoi. Therefore, if we are not fully in the higher madrega, the kruv representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also not going to be in perfect position. If we are not in perfect position, it's incredible. The kruv which represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also not in perfect position. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's so-called kruv is totally dependent on our hanhoge. Says Reb Chaim, v'yigam kein, therefore tzrichim lahamidoi mitzudit ma'at. Therefore the kruv symbolizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu also had to be placed slightly at an angle. Ki fishir hatzidu shel hakruv sheroi mezaleinu. In the same measure of our kruv that symbolizes ourselves, mezehatam, for that very reason. So it means that the better that we eden achieve, and we are mekayim Hashem's will, the more favorably HaKadosh Baruch Hu is inclined towards us. And that's why Reb Chaim tells us that the kruv representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be positioned at the same angle as the kruv symbolizing Klal Yisrael. Because Klal Yisrael's mice and down here on this world have direct effect on what happens in the upper worlds. And if we are not perfect down here, then this is going to be reflected in the upper world. If the kruv representing Klal Yisrael is put at an angle, because they, the mice, are not on the level of Rav Shimon Yochai, they are doing what Rav Shmuel would say, and for them it's not fine. But it's put at an angle to show that that's not the highest madrega. Don't think that's the end of the line. Don't think it ends. It ends by being oisik with many derecheres. It's fine for the rabbim, but realize that there's a higher madrega. That's why Klal Yisrael's kruv is put at an angle. But lamais, if we are at an angle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kruv, the second kruv that represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is mamish in the same position. Again, man's superior power, man's tremendous power, given of course by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have the koyach of shlita, to have the koyach ha-moishel in the upper worlds. As Reb Chaim said, man's maise, dibro machshove, either destroys worlds, or it builds worlds. Or it reduces the glory of the upper worlds. Depending on how much destructive forces lie in the particular maise that a person does, this is the tremendous koyach ha-shpoa that man has. It's again, it is an incredible achrayis, and it's actually frightening to behold, as you pointed out many times, the tremendous power, godless Odom, that man was endowed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have control, not only what happens down here, but actually in the upper worlds, not one world, but in the myriad of worlds, in all of the worlds, as Reb Chaim says, Ein Mispar, not able to count all the many, many, many different worlds, and all of them are being affected by Maise Bnei Odom, Machshava of Bnei Odom, and the Dibur of Bnei Odom. It's Kedai, just to mention a quote, which the Goyin says in Bava Basra, in the Bira Godes. Let me just quote you three lines of the Goyin. The Goyin writes like this, in Bava Kam actually, Bav Tzadik Beis, and he writes that being that the way man conducts himself, that's reflected by Kodesh Baruch Hu in Shomayim. So the Goyin says, it's interesting, he says, Kishodom Kotnhu, when a man is still young, and he feels weak, because he's young, he's not yet experienced, Boiteach al Boiroi, Ma'oit. So then man many times has a tendency that he trusts in Hashem. Because of course he's still makir, his koiches are limited. So he has betochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the more that man has betochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the goyim, manhigoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'hashgocha atzum protis. So he's oichet hashgocha protis. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will protect you to the extent that you understand you need my protection. The moment that you believe in your own koiches, in your own chokhmah, you go with an attitude of koichi b'yitzim yodi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I remove my hashgocha protis. You can do it yourself, let me see what you can do. Go ahead, do it by yourself, and see how far you get. Says the goyim, b'shas when a person is still b'chin of a cotton, he then is still at an early pace, in the beginning of his career, at that point he still is the b'teich b'Hashem, and he's zoiche to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with hashgocha protis. U'kishin is gadol, says the goyim. Watch of the goyim. And when a man grows up, now already he's experienced. He saw he was matzliach. So now he thinks that he was matzliach because of his own chokhmah. He thinks he was matzliach because of his own koiches. So now he attributes his success to himself. As time goes along, says the goyim, when that happens, kemoikein, says the goyim, ahashgoche nimatas me'ilot. It becomes dismayet, he says. The hashgoche protest that a man will enjoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu upon him, to be shomer him, to protect him, to watch over him, and so on, is according to the sheer the madrega that man trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The more bitachon you have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will be zoiche to all the more hashgocha protis. So now comes Reb Chaim, and he gives a tremendous interpretation of the kasha that all the mefarshim ask. Let's take a look here. We skip the hakua. V'lochein. Says Reb Chaim. V'lochein, therefore, he says, Be'eis kriyas yamsuf. Therefore, when it came to kriyas yamsuf, Oma hu yizbarach l'moshe. You might remember in Parshat B'Shalach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, here they are confronted, the Yamsuf in front of them, the Mitzrayim are behind them. They can't go forward, they can't go behind, now they're stuck. Moshe Rabbeinu is mispalo. So there is a very, very ambiguous line HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ma titzik alai? Why are you crying out to me? And the lotion is, Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yisov. Why don't you speak rather to the b'nei Yisrael? Let them just go into the Yamsuf. Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yisov. Says Rabbi Chaim Rotzalaymer, what does the pasuk mean? Rotzalaymer de bididhu tal yamilse. In other words, the kasha that Rabbi Chaim is trying to explain to us is, what is the Kodesh Baruch Hu responding to Moshe Rabbeinu? What else should a yid do? When a yid is in an esor, the yid is supposed to daven. That is the only thing a yid can do. The yid has to recognize that the source of his yeshua comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore when he is in trouble, the thing and the only thing, the real thing that a yid can do is to be mispalo. So that's the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, Ma titzik alai, why are you crying out to me? What does that mean? So many mefarshim have different mahalchim in this, the Rechaim HaKodesh and so on and so forth. Just like Aruch, I just want to mention that one of the early Rabbonim in Venice, going back, you know, to the early 1600s, which is the Mechaber of the Sefer Bina Lithim, also the Gedulei Truma, Reb Azaria Figo. So he writes that, if you remember, the pasuk says in Devarim, it says, Kisoyim abul vovcho, Rabbi ma'agoyim o'elem imeni, Eicha ucha lo'herisham. The person, the Klal Yisrael, going into Eretz Yisrael, they have to drive out all the humans, Aknan, Yachiti, Amoiri, they're outnumbered. So Yid is going to say to himself, how can I conquer Eretz Yisrael? How am I going to go from the Midbar? How am I going to go into Eretz Yisrael? Rabbi ma'agoyim o'elem imeni. So the Torah says, Zohar Tiskor. The Torah says, remember all the Gevaldige Nissen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did until now, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. And you'll see, you'll have the issue, you will have the ability to be successful. So usually the way you learn Pshat in the Pasuk is a Kasha in the Torah. That's the common understanding of the Pasuk. Now, it's Kisoyim Abul Bavcho. You're going to ask a Kasha. Rabbi Mahagoyim Oel Memeni Eichu Uchal Arishom. So the Pasuk says, Lashira Mehen. That's what the Torah says. Don't be afraid. In other words, that's the response. The Bina Lutim says, no. It's a rhetorical statement. It's not a kasha with a teres. This is a hashkofe. Kisoyim abul dokho. When a yid comes to the realization that he says, Rabim hagoyim oel memene eich uchal, I can't do it. When you understand you can't do it, then lo yisira mehem. The moment you believe you can do it, you're not going to be able to do it. The Torah is telling us the hashkofe of the yid, how to be zoiche to a yeshua. The more that you place your trust, the more that you place your bitoch in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you're safe. They have nothing to worry about. Kisoyim HaBavavcha is a statement. Kisoyim HaBavavcha, when you reach the Hashkofe, when you reach the true, the Erlich Hashkofe, by saying, Rabbi Mahagoyim, I cannot do it. And therefore you place your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you recognize you don't have the koiches. When a Yid recognizes he can't, and he truly places his koiches in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then lo yisiru mehem. But the moment that you think you can do it, the moment you start to believe you have the ability to do it, you can do it, you have the strength, you have the power, you have a lot to worry about. The lo yisiru mehem is when kisoyim abobobcho, when you reach that madrega. So Rebbe Chaim here says that the answer, Moshe Rabbeinu was being mispalel, Yidin are standing before the Yamsuf. The Mitzvim are behind them. Because Baruch Hu says, Matitzek Elai. So Reb Chaim says, Matitzek Elai, the emphasis is on the word Elai. Baruch Hu says this, you're davening to me, which means you want me to help you. Avada, I have to help you. I'm the only one that can help you. But in order for me to help you, let's remember, the reflection in Shamayim is according to the Madrega and the Maisim of Yidin down here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, for you to create a Yeshua, you have to show me how great your betochen is in me. I'm ready to help you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are you ready to receive? The kli, the vehicle to create an opening for a Yeshua is betochen Hashem. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu like this, Matitek Elai, as if it's up to me. No, it's up to you. I respond to you. Matitzik alai. You are crying out as if it's all up to me. No, it's not only up to me. It's up to me to help you. So you have to first create the opening. You have to create the kli. As Reb Chaim says, Rotzaleima. The pasuk means the response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, Debididhu tal yemilse. You want a Yeshua from me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Where are you at? Where's your Amunah? Where's your Madrega? It's up to you, Bididhu Talia Milson. It really is up to you, Hashem is saying, it's not up to me, it depends on them. Shim Hema, you betoike for Amunah Babi Tochen. If Yidin, in fact, will demonstrate, their faith will be strong, and they will march fearlessly. So if they will show the tremendous betochen, that they march without pachad into the sea, right? With a firm belief, with a firm belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help them, then lo yira, then they have nothing to fear. He says, me'oitzam bitchoinam, through the power of their bitochen shevada yikra lefneim, when they believe that and they go with that attitude, that will be going that. That will create the Yeshua. Oz yigrumu al yedeze hisoyrus lemalo. Their faith, their amunah, will create an awakening in Shemayim and cause the nest to happen. And he says, Sheyaselim Hanes, the equal of name. And in fact, this is what's going to happen. So this is what Reb Chaim is telling us. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying. I'm ready to do all the nes in the world for you. But there's a stickle tanai. The tanai to be worthy of a nes is you have to trust in me. That only I can do it. That only I can help you. And the way to show perfect and firm trust of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to show that you completely are showing your trust, Babel B'nai Sovi Yisoh. That is the firmest belief that a Yid is able to show, walking and traveling fearlessly into the Yam, because of the tremendous Madrega B'tochem. When a Yid has that real Madrega B'tochem, he will be in fact Zeche to Yeshua. So what's very fascinating is, you might remember, and maybe you thought of this Kasha, because remember prior to this incident, Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Yidin, and by the way, this is implicit, all with what Reb Chaim is telling us now, because Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Yidin, he says to them, Hisyatzvu Ireues Yeshua Hashem. He says, don't worry about anything. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to help you. Hisyatzvu, just stand and you'll see the Yeshua Hashem. What else did Moshe Rabbeinu say? Moshe Rabbeinu also said, Hashem Yelochim Lechem. So Moshe Rabbeinu promised. Moshe Rabbeinu promised that Hashem is going to help them. What do you see from Reb Chaim? Hashem promised, but you need the Amunah in that. You need the Amunah in that promise. You have to believe in that promise. If you believe in that promise, you demonstrate that you believe in that promise, then the promise will be able to take hold, will be able to take effect. That is what we see. It is the Amunah that makes the Hisayrus Lemailo. The Amunah that you have down here creates the Hisayrus Lemailo, that the next will happen. I want to tell you something which is interesting. And Rashi tells us by the Mabul in Parshas Noach that Vayovoy Noach and his family, he came into the Mabul, Mipnei Meha Mabul. In other words, Noach went into the Teva because of the waters of the Mabul. It's mashma that Noach waited to the last minute. It's mashma that Noach waited to the last minute to enter the Teva. Because it says, Vayovoi mipnei mei hamabul. So Rashi says, again, it's also a Rashi which raises a lot of eyebrows, a lot of different perushim that Rashi. And Rashi says, you see that Noach was mamin ve'ena mamin sheyovoi mabul. That Noach himself believed and he didn't believe. Because you see that he didn't enter the Teva until the waters were here. Bermayim ad nafesh. Until he actually really saw that here we have the model of reality, he didn't enter. Mamin ve'ena mamin. He believed and didn't believe. And all the mafarshim, I can say, Noach was in his tzaddik tomei moi b'daroisav. Noach went ahead and built the Teva 120 years, right? As Rashi tells us, Chazal tell us. Noach went ahead, of course, and he understood. What shach to say on Noach, he was not a maimon, or he was a shtickle maimon, a little bit he believed, a little didn't believe. Maimon ve'ena maimon. So it's a pelvic gezach, as I said many times, you see from two different chadorim. You know, you see, Bar Mechavim, the Dover Echot, to the same idea. This is something that's mentioned in the Sefer Oyev Yisrael, from the Abteruf, who was the Talmud of the Magid, who was the successor of the Baal Shem Tov. And the Abteruf also mentions from Reb Mechel of Zlotchev. And the interesting thing is, that in Rav Schwab's Sefer, called Mayim Beis HaShoeva, he says the exact same thing, but he says it on his own. Not the same idea. So, probably would have been very happy to see that this Chiddush was mentioned many, many years ago. Hundreds of years before. Literally. Many centuries before. It's in the Sefer of Yisrael, but Rav Schwab said the same thing. The word Mamin has two meanings. Mamin means to believe. Have faith. Mamin also is from the lotion of Hamshocha, to make happen. Vahi oimein es hadasa, he raised. Oimein, to raise, right, to build up. Rav Schwab says, and I say, has been preceded, made the way of Israel, when a person believes something, the belief, the strong belief, actually makes it happen. In other words, mamin from lotion faith, mamin from lotion, as we said, Hamshocha, to be mamshech, to bring that out into reality. The more that a person believes, by the way, you see that from a psychological standpoint, if a person believes he can do it, he quite will be able to do it. If you don't believe you can do it, you won't do it, you won't succeed. You have to believe in yourself. The more you believe in yourself, that will give you, the emunah in yourself, or the emunah in something, turns it into a reality of happening. The belief that you can do it. But that goes on a higher level. Rav Schwab rather uses a marshal. He says, for example, we see that someone, the Gemara tells us, and someone who's a kaifer in Tchis HaMesim, will not get up when Tchis HaMesim comes. In other words, you have to believe in Tchis HaMesim to get up by Tchis HaMesim. You know, emunah changes and turns something into that which you believe in into reality. Emunah makes it turn into a metzias. Believing in something very strongly turns it into a metzias. So says the Oyev Yisrael, and says Rav Schwab, Noach was hoping, Noach Takev being the great tzaddik. What is the true definition of a tzaddik? True definition of a tzaddik is that he tries as much as possible to save the world. True tzaddik, Avraham Avinu, tried to save Sodom even. Even a shoyim like Sodom. And he said, Noach, as much as possible, would try to withhold, to try to prevent the Mabul from happening. Noach was worried that the more that he believes the Mabul happening, if he believes in it, it's actually going to happen. So Noach came on a particular strategy, maybe to sort of like weaken his emunah, maybe not to dwell so strongly, maybe not to confirm so strongly the belief in the Mabul, in order maybe slightly to hold it back. Maybe to still give me a slight chance by delaying it. By delaying it possibly. Maybe it won't happen at all. Mamin, he really believed, but the Eina Mamin Shoma Mabul, but Lemaisa, he really did not want to believe. Not because he was not a Mamin Bashem. But he felt that maybe by withholding a little bit of my Hasoge, withholding my Emunah to an extent, because the more you believe, the more you make it happen. That is the Koyach. That's what the Nefesh HaChaim is saying. Your brother says, you want Kriyas Yamsuf? Show me your Emunah. Dabla B'nai Yisrael B'Yisrael. Let me see. Where's their B'tochen? If they really have B'tochen in me, they believe in me. They can believe in me. Nisim are going to happen. Of course, your Kodesh Baruch is a Kol Yochah. But you have to believe in our Kodesh Baruch Hu. That is the Yisrael of Dabla B'nai Yisrael B'Yisrael. Continues now the Nefesh HaChaim. Continues now the Nefesh HaChaim and he says as follows. That the Zehu, the truth is, that this idea is alluded to, in the following pasuk in Shir HaShirim. In Shir HaShirim it says, well-known pasuk, L'susasi berichvei paroi, dimisich rayosi. Very interesting pasuk. Shiashim, of course, is a moshel describing the relationship and the love between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. The pasuk says again, "The Misich Rayosi." HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I have likened you." Imagine such a statement. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "I have likened you," meaning Klal Yisrael. "I have likened you. I have compared you." In other words, "The Misich Rayosi." "I have compared you, my beloved," meaning Klal Yisrael, "to a horse in Paris chariot." What does that mean? Say this kind of compliment to your Rayosi and see what happens here. I compare you, Rayosi. I compare you, my beloved. To whom do I compare you? To one of the horses in Paris chariot. What kind of a dimion is this? In how are we comparing you? Says Reb Chaim, Reb Shalom. Says the Nefesh HaChaim, you know what it means? It means to say as follows. It's a tremendous observation. Kemoyi says, Besusei Rikhvei Paroi. He says, what stands out? What stands out by the horses of Paroi, Shehoye Hepech Min Hoge Shaloylam. What you saw there by the Susei Paroi, it was in the opposite of the normal Hanhoga Soylam. What is the Hanhoga Soylam? Hanhoga Soylam is Shaharoichev Manig Lesus. Normally it is the driver, of a chariot that leads the horse. Who leads whom? It's not the horse that leads the driver. The Minhogoi Shaloylam is the driver, right, who sits on the horse. He leads the horse. Shaharoichev Manig Lesus. By Paroi was the opposite. However, regarding Paroi and his army, the pasuk says, we see that Hasus Hinikas Rechvoi. We find that the horses, they pointed the way to the drivers. In other words, when the Mitzvim saw, the danger, they saw what was happening with the Yam, they wanted to turn around. However, the horses insisted, no, we go forward, we're not going back. So by Susei Paroi, who controlled whom? Instead of the Rechev controlling the Sus, it was the Sus controlling the Reichev. K'moy Shomer Razal, and this observation is clearly indicated by Chazal in Shemoy Shrabba and Medish Rabba, and also Medish Yirashirin. So listen to this. So normally who has dominion over the animal? Normally is the person, the human being. The human being has dominion over the animal. Yet by Paroi what happened, we saw something which is totally abnormal, which is against the Minigoylam. By Paroi we saw that the Sus had dominion over the person. The same way that the unlikely scenario of the horse having control over the rider, Klal Yisrael had dominion over Shemayim. You hear what the pasuk is saying? Amazing pshat. The Minhogi Shalom would expect the higher powers are in Shemayim. Shemayim should control you. No. But the Misich Rayosi, I compared you, my beloved Zachariah, I gave you the same koich as the Susim of Paroi. Just like the Susim of Paroi were given, the abnormal, Lamala Medech HaTeva koiches. The Susim of Paroi, they overturned their riders. They had dominion over the riders. The Misich Rayosi, you too, my beloved, I have also you. I have given you dominion over all the heavenly spheres, over the universe. Tremendous pshat, as you see here. Look at the words of Reb Chaim. Kein di misich bim shaltich rayosi al zeh oifen mamish. Al zeh oifen mamish. It is exactly in this way that I have given you dominion. She'af she'ani roichev arobois. The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I am the roichev arobois. I ride the highest heavens. Who b'derech ha'teva can have a shaychis? Who b'derech ha'teva can have effect on a Kodesh Baruch Hu? I am the roichev arobois. I ride the highest of heavens. Al piderech ha'teva, man should not be able to have any effect whatsoever on Shomayim. Im kolze, in spite of all of that, ki biyochol at manhigo oisi. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, you're guiding me. Says you're affecting my hanhoge. Kodesh Baruch Hu says you Rabbi Yid, you Klal Yisrael, you are affecting my hanhoge. He says, Ayidei Masecho. It's an amazing thing how a Yid kibyochel. A Yid controls HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's hard to say these words. It's like a Yid. She'inyan his chabrusi, because my total connection, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, because my connection, kibyochel oilamois, again repeat it, because my HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection to the world is only lefi your madrege. Hurak yifi inyan hisayris masecho la'anoitim, because it is your actions that determine the way that I deal with the worlds. It is your actions. Zeh shomar kosef. Reichiv shomayim bezrecho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you help me how high I ride, so to speak. It's amazing words. Rechem Shamayim be'ezrecho. It's all within you. It's all with your help. The Chema Shomer Razal. The Gemara says many Gemaras. He quotes the Shabbos. Misakta Zibam Sabanoches. Who avoided Tzoruch Gevoye. The Gemara says that the avoided in the base that made you Tzoruch Gevoye. Which simply translated means Akadosh Baruch Hu needs it. Avoided Tzoruch Gevoye. All the avoided to do the base. Akadosh Baruch Hu needs your Shchita to check the carbon. Akadosh Baruch Hu needs. What does it mean? Avoided Tzoruch Gevoye. What does it mean? It means because for you to be able to invoke to be Ma'or Hashpoim and Hashemayim, it depends on what you're doing. So avoided Tzoruch Gevoye. To that extent, Akadosh Baruch Hu says, I need your avoided in order for me to be able to be Mashpi on you, because I Mashpi on you according to what you are giving me. So avoided Tzoruch Gevoye. In that extent, whatever you do is a Tzoruch Gevoye, because that is Ma'or. That is the springboard which causes the effect in Shemayim, in fact, in return. In the middle, we understand, Rabbi, so we stop here now. Let's because I'm going to look at the sheet, Rabbi, so we'll pick out the sheet. And the Rambam says, Dovid HaMelech says, Tehillim Hashem Shomrecho. In Tehillim Kuf Chaf Aleph, Dovid HaMelech says, Hashem Shomrecho. And Dovid HaMelech afterwards says, Hashem Tzilcho. You know what it means? Mitzarecho, Hashem promises, Hashem Shomrecho. Hashem promises that He will watch over us. Hashem keeps us. But you know to how much? Hashem Tzilcho. Hashem is your shade. In other words, Akadosh Baruch Hu is the shade. Shade is, according to the movement of my hand, your hand, that's the kind of shade. Hashem is your shade. Hashem will be shomer yutake, but you know to what extent? Hashem tzilcha. Hashem is also your shade. According to your hanhog, according to your maizim, that will invoke, and that will create the extent and the degree of how much shmira will be zoiche from Akadosh Baruch Hu. So it's amazing. As Rav Chaim's lashon again, Rav Chaim says, Akadosh Baruch Hu says that you are being manig me. It's like the sus. Was manig the reichiv. The reichiv is manig Jesus. The sus is manig. Because Rav Kibbe Yochai says he is misbattle himself. He becomes bottle, so to speak, to man. Man, as it were, Kibbe Yochai controls what's happening in Shemayim. Reichiv Shemayim bezrecho. It's all up to you. So one of the Talmid of Baal Shem Tov, so to say, we say like this, and it's a tremendous pshat. So it comes out like this. What comes up, we learn here from Rav Chaim, and again, here's again where we find where the two Chadorim, we find the world of Rav Chaim Elojin and the world of Chassidus, again, they coincide. Comes from one Shoresh. And they say the same thing, he said the following thing. It's a tremendous Pshat. Listen to this, we say this every day. But listen to the Pshat, according to Rav Chaim, and Sefer Chassidus say the same thing. We see here, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, that I allow myself to be controlled by you. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, even though I'm the Reich of our Rollies, that I allow myself to be controlled by you. So let's say, the opening pasuk of Adoin Olam. What does Adoin Olam say? Adoin Olam Asher Molach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the world. Say Sefer Chassidus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, master of the world. You really think so? Beterem Kol Yitzivno, before He created man. Once He created man, man is the Adoin Olam. Amazing. Amazing pshat. Rav Chaim is saying that. Can you be able to say such words? Is what Rav Chaim is saying? Because Baruch Hu says, "Lususasi berich beparoi dimisich rayosi." I gave you that same koyach as the susam meparoi. The susam meparoi controlled the reichet. So too, Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "I gave you the power to control me." So Adoin Olam Asher Molach. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, yes, is Adoin Olam Asher Molach. But you know when that was? Beterem Kol Yetzir Nivra, before He created mankind. Once Hakadosh Baruch Hu created man, Kibiyochel, He lost the melucha. Created man. So now the melucha is in whose hands? It's in him. It's a pshat from the Magid. So I have to tell you something which is a fascinating thing. Rabbi Yisrael Baditchev, always being the great militiation on Klal Yisrael. So he said like this, and again, only great people like that even have to be able to bring such words out of their mouths. But again, this is all in tune with what we're learning now. So, but listen to the pshat. In Sana Toikiv, it says, V'yikoyim b'chesed kisacho v'seishiv olav b'emes. So Lev Yitzchak says, Yidin say, Kakosh Baruch Hu, listen. Kakosh Baruch Hu, you're sitting on the Kisa HaKovet. Right? You're sitting on the Kisa HaKovet. Kisa HaKovet means that you're king. So we say to Kakosh Baruch Hu, you know what? You're king, he says, as long as you're going to be Mashpia Chasodim on Klal Yisrael. We know Tzadik Goyzer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. We know that if a tzaddik is goyzer, Kodesh Baruch Hu has to do with the bidding of a tzaddik. We know Kodesh Baruch Hu goyzer tzaddik mevatel. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes a gzeira, comes along a tzaddik, he's mevatel, he overturns the gzeira. So at the end of the day, who has the power? Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the power to the tzaddikim. So I say to Kodesh Baruch Hu like this: V'yikoyin b'chesed kisacho. If you conduct your kisei covered with chesed, v'seishiv olav b'emes, you can sit there. But the moment that Chas V'Sholem, the Hanhoge goes, otherwise we're going to be Mavatlet, we're going to be abolished those Gezeris, now what kind of a Melech and a Kisakovit, how's it going to look like, Rabbi Nishlav? You want to sit on your Kisakovit with all of that glory? So you know what? We'll mask him. V'yikoyim b'chesed Kisakho. Conduct your Meluche with Chesed, be Mashpiach Chesed, and call Yisrael. Then V'seishev Elodemis. The moment Chas V'Sholem Midas Adin is going to prevail, we tzaddikim, we elohim, we're going to get together. Klal Yisrael is going to get together. We're going to be mabatel those gezeiros. So the kisakovit is pretty shaky there. So v'yikoyin b'chesed kisakho, the sage of all of them. But them is, this is what the Nefesh HaChaim is saying. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I gave you that koyach. The same elus usosi b'ruch ve'paroi. The same koyach is that I gave to the ruch ve'paroi. That they became bottled to the susim. We are. Halavai, we should be even like susim. Rabbi Kodesh Baruch, we're not even susim. Nothing. It's no dimion. The distance between us and Kodesh Baruch is a much greater distance than susim. Like Rabbi Paris Avodim. Now Kodesh Baruch is a demisech v'yosi. I gave you that koyach as well. Just a book, I want to tell you just one thing. Talking about the susosim brich v'paroi. Before we look at the sheet, just want to tell you one thing. The interesting thing is, when Yidin said Shira after Kriyas Yamsuf, we find that the Noshim also said Shira. And the Pesuk says, you remember Vatikach Miriam Hanaviya Satoif, right? And said that the Tal and Miriam, and Miriam didn't say the long Oz Yosher. We say that whole long Oz Yosher. But what did she say? It's a funny thing. Of the entire Oz Yosher, she picked a line. What did Miriam pick? She says, Shiru Lashem ki go oy go, sus veroich vayrom avayom. Sus v'roich v'suba v'yoyom. Kontra b'chaim, maybe the reason she mentioned sus v'roich v'kontra b'chaim, because she wanted to bring up the godless. What we saw here is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned over and gave the koyach that normally the roichiv has over the sus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in fact overturned. This is the grace of Chiddush, that the sus, matter of fact, has the koyach over the roichiv. And maybe she's trying to be meramez that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that same koyach. Possibly. But the Beis Yitzchak. The Beis Yitzchak was Yitzchak Shmelkis, the Rav in Lemberg, many, many years ago, when the Gedoyla HaPoiskim, by the way, Matt Lewin, famous lawyer, is an einikel of the Beis Yitzchak, because he's a descendant of Rav Aaron Levin, Rav Aaron Levin was Reuven and Reisha. Rav Aaron Levin was the son of Rav Noson Levin, and Rav Noson Levin was the son-in-law of the Beis Yitzchak. So he's descendant of the Beis Yitzchak. And the Beis Yitzchak says as follows. This is an amazing thing. So the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin, the Gemara says, Omaloi Rav Rabchia, Noshim B'mai Zachion. In which area do Noshim have a really great schus? Because being that the Torah, right, potter them for many, many mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs such as Man Gerome. So most of the mitzvahs which are time-bound mitzvahs, Noshim HaPotter. So where, in fact, do they derive their greatest of schusim? And the Gemara says, basically, by being mechan of the children, taking the kids in cheder, making them lunches, waiting at the bus stop. You know? Be mechan of the children. And then it says one more thing. The fact is they enable the husbands to sit in the Beis Medrash to learn. Husbands used to sometimes go away, even not like today. They are enabling the children to learn Torah. They are enabling the husbands to learn Torah. We see the koyach of being a goyrim. That's what we see from the Gemara. The schus of Noshim lies in the fact that they have the tremendous koyach of being a goyrim. They are enabling the husbands, they are enabling the children. So Beis Yitzchak said a gevaldig gechap. Where do you see the koyach of enabling? Where do you see the koyach? He says, take a look at Kriyas Yamsuf. Who are punished? Two categories. Sus v'roich v'rom avayom. Ask a kasha. Bishloim of the Reichiv, the Mitzrim, they were the Rishoyim. So being that they were the Rishoyim, so therefore, they should be so. The horses, Machotu. Behemah Machotu. What was the chet of the Behemah? The chet of the Behemah is that they brought the Reichiv to chase the Eden. They were the enablers. The Sus was the enabler. Avada, the actual Rosh, is the Reichiv. But the Sus is the enabler. He is the vehicle that brought the Rishoyim to be able to be righted after the Eden. And as a result, being the Goyrim, being the enabler, they both were drowned in the Yam. So that's negated the Noshim. That's why Miriam Hanaviyah, she wanted to bring out the Ischar of Noshim being the Germim, being Mechan of the children, being the Germim, Legabe the husband's enabler. Sus v'roich v'oi romo v'ayom, said the Beis Yitzchak. The fact that we see it's not just the Roichiv drowned, but also Sus v'roich v'oi. What's the chet of the Sus? Because he was the Germim. So fakir. We know that Midat Toiv is Merubim in Midat Peronius. If a Goyrim deserves punishment, when it comes to Midat Toiv, Schar, it's even greater. Midat Toiv is even more than that. So whatever degree a Goyrim is considered a Goyrim for punishment, for a Midat Toiv to deserve Schar, a Goyrim is even on a higher Madrega. And therefore, that's why she said, Sus Veroichoi, to show, if the Sus receives an Oynish, Allah has come with a Kamel, that Noshim are Goyrimim, that Noshim are Goyrim, and their Misayeya, the children should learn Torah, the husband should be able to learn Torah, and so on and so forth. Avada and Avada, that they would deserve a great schar. So we take a look, Rabbi, a little bit on the sheet. Let's take a look. First of all, I want to show you again, Mamish, what we're saying from the different chadorim. Here we have from the Be'er Maim Chaim Parsha Shoytim, one of the great Gedoyla Chassidus. It's a classical sefer Pirush HaChumash, Be'er Maim Chaim. We'll see a few lines of that. Tremendous words, and Mamish, it coincides exactly with what we learn now in Reb Chaim Volozhin from Nefesh HaChaim. But first of all, he says, like, this is in the middle, of course, you can see this in the middle of a lengthy piece. But he says the Yetzirah, really, one of the ways the Yetzirah tries to persuade or to knock a person's self-esteem is by saying him, what are you davening for? He says, because Baruch Hu needs your davening. He says even better. He says, what kind of a davening are you giving a Kodesh Baruch Hu? As always, he told us, daven. He said, daven. He says, what about you? It would have been better, he says, don't daven altogether. As I daven and don't daven altogether. And so on. Every dover toy that a person says, so the Yisrael comes and says, half of the kavonas are for yourself. It's shlo lishma. 90% shlo lishma, maybe 10% lishma. You know what? Don't do it altogether. The Yisrael tries to belittle Maisa ben Yodam. The Yetzirah tries to belittle Maisa ben Yodam, and as a result, causing a rifkin and a weakness in a person's desire, his motivation. So he says as follows. He says, Gamo loma tedagdik betfila kolkach. This is all part of Yetzirah. On top we have. Why do you have to be medagdik so much in davening? Lahovin, he says, bezrizis unikias, ulitchoik lispalabli machshov ezorov, and then you want to try to daven a perfect tefillah. Haloi ze ein alofanecho klal, this is not your madrege. To daven the way a yid's supposed to daven, you can't do it, he says to him. Vuloi lucho advorim amurim, this is not made for you, ki im latzadikim agdoilim. Yetzirah says, davening should be reserved for great tzadikim, hapnuyim ekol asokim. Great tzadikim are not busy with business thoughts, they're not involved in business. They are the ones who can appropriately devote their machshavas to daven properly. A yid like you, what kind of davening can you already daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu? What can you give to Kodesh Baruch Hu? He says, Tzadikim gedoylim who are ponui, he says, Mekol ha'asokim v'adrom shebi'oylom utfilosom nishmas b'moroim, and their tfilis are heard in Shemayim. V'loi keinato, he says, Ona ato, where are you? V'on tfiloscho, where is your tfilah? U'mai yibazem tispal kol yoyim, if you daven all day, what kind of a tfilah already are you going to give a Kodesh Baruch Hu? U'kidoyme, he says, Mipitui ha'yetzer, and so on and so forth. The Yetzirah comes to persuade a person, she'oiseyu onov u'shofel be'enov, tries to destroy a person, to make him how little he is, how lowly he is. He just wants to destroy the person. Look what the Be'er Maim Chaim says. By the way, Be'er Maim Chaim was nifter in 1818. He lived most of his life in the second half of the 1700s. The Talmud of Mechel Zlotshever, he was. Talmud of Mechel Zlotshever. So he says, V'chol ze sheker gomor, K'aloi ze vade bodu kemenusa. Look what he says. It's bodu kemenusa, it's clearly tested, it's proven. Chekol mitzvah kitano, any small mitzvah, utfile kitzorish odamoysa l'shem shemayim, k'chol ashe yuchal, to the best of your ability, Bemes, Vadai Talu Lemoroim, Elagopti Shemaim, Vitasa, Pu'ulois, Gedoilois, Noiroim, Venifloim, Bishmea Shemaim, Kolech Lafiyerkoi. Every person has tremendous hashpoy in Shemaim, he says. She says, Ki haloi, after all, im loi hoya chofetz HaKadosh Baruch Hu ki'im, b'yichud izgul tzadik ador, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have only wanted the service of the tzadik ador, the select few. L'hoya mamtim b'nesines ha-Torah kol kach, why did he wait so many generations to give the Torah to the masses? Hoya noisel Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, could have given it to them. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov are going to appropriately be mekan the Torah. Why did he wait to give the Torah to the masses? Or maybe to Moshe Rabbeinu Vaharim Yeshuv Vad. Veloikeinu Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoi Loi Ratzo Bazeh. The Torah is not given to only to great people like Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. To Moshe Rabbeinu. The Himtin Davke Kodesh Baruch Hu waited Davke at Shishim Riboy Nishomas Yisrael. We go to the next column. Ulekulam Nosan HaTorah. Ba'ahavu V'simcho. Ki Loi Yeh Shleimis B'Shumayfim. There's no Shleimis in Torah Ki Yim B'Tzarfis Kol HaNishomas Yisrael. Unless you have the collective avoid of all of Klal Yisrael. He says, La'echot, shekulam yisaknu, every yid has a tapke to be misakn, kol amutl aleyem, kol echot lefierko. Of course, every person according to his madrege. Voz yu ho'oilomois b'shleimus. Here you see again, our avoid is misakn the oilomois. And the oilomois in Shemaim will not be b'shleimus only if every yid does his chelik. You cannot say only the tzaddikim are doing it. Every yid, every mitzvah ketano, he says, every tefillah ketorah, any little thing that a yid does, an erlich mitzvah, any way that a yid does, he says, this is what Kodesh Baruch Hu is waiting for. And look what he says. Va'al kein, mitzvah, mitzvah, he says, shall ha'pochoi shebepchusim in Yisrael. Look at Aloshin. The lowliest Jew in Klal Yisrael, he says. There's a mitzvah even on the lowliest yid. Look what he says. When a yid does a mitzvah, when a yid does a mitzvah, who does a mitzvah? The lowest Jew. You know what happens? The lowest Jew, oimdim, listen to this. Oimdim, alfei, alofim, riboy, revovois, oilames, hamiskaimim, rakam, mitzvah azu. Pochishim, bepchusim. The lowest yid. His mitzvah gives a koyach to so many oilames. The lowest yid. Look what he says. Pochishim, bepchusim. Alfei, alofim. You can't count these oilames. Thousands upon thousands, riboy, revovois, tens and tens of thousands. And if this one mitzvah would be lacking, here again, just Rabbi Sai, another again, an indication of the koyach of a koyach of a yid. This is what Reb Chaim tells us. Hashem tzilcha, Hashem reflects according to our meisim. This is susi berich veparoi. Kibbutz Hu says, this is Hapach Minig Oilam. Kibbutz Hu says, I have put myself into your hands. And as the Yid, his Maise, his Dibur Machshava, controls all of the Oilamas in Shemaim, Adein Mispar, all of the myriad, countless, countless worlds that you have, that we have in Shemaim. What I want to show you over here is, we go here to number 3, Rabbi Yisai. Time is really at the end of our thing here. So I want to show you here the Ramban. By the way, regarding Hashgacha Protis, there's a machlokes in Rishonim between Rishonim and Rabbi Nosad Yegoyim. Hashgacha Protis, is that only on human beings or even in the animal world? In other words, Hashgacha Protis on all the animals as well. Ramban takes the position it's only on the human world. And Ramban says as follows in his Pirush HaNiyev. We'll go very quickly here. Around the Pirush will say for Iyev Alaposik, Vayigra Mitzadik Einov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not hold back his eye. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu observes his Mashgiach on the Tzadik. Vezelo Shonya, Losh Ramban. Zeh HaKosuv Mefarish says, Ramban Inyan Godl Binyan HaHashgocha. Ubo Uboi Psukim Rabim, there's a lot of Psukim to confirm this. Ki Anshe HaTorah, people who are Torah digger people. Ve'emuna HaTmimo, if they have Emuna, Yamiru b'hashgocha, when they believe in hashgocha protis, ki hokeil yashgiach v'yishmer anshe min ho'odom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has hashgocha on human species. Kama shekoso, the pasuk says, God lo eitzav rav ho'alila ashrei necho pekuchos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes are observing, al kol darke b'nei odom, loses l'ish kedrochov u'keprim alolov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you according to how you deserve. Now says Ramban further, v'atam hazeh, Yedua uboru, it's Yedua and clear. Ki ho'odom mipneishu hu makir es alikov, when man recognizes Hashem, if you recognize, prerequisite, yashgiach olov v'yishmar oisoi. Again, if you're makir Hashem, then Hashem will protect you. Beloikein shar habriyos, however, all other creatures, she'enam adabris, who do not speak, ve'enam yoides boirom, they don't have hashgocha protis. Because why they're not makir Hashem? If you're not makir Hashem, then you don't have hashgocha protis from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'min ha'tam hazeh yishmer es ha'tzadikim. Ki kasher being the fact is, libam ve'ineim tomirimoi, says the Ramban. Being tzadikim, their mind is always occupied with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kein eine Hashem aleim. In response, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eye is also upon them. Bereshis Hashonah v'Achris Hashonah. From the beginning of the year to the end of the year. Ad ki ha'chosid ha'gomor, when somebody is a complete chosid, ha'dovig v'lekov tomit, when someone is completely connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lo yipareid hadbeg b'machshavtoi, and he does not sever his machshava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Be'inyan Ro'olam. Look what he says. Yer nishmar tomid b'chol mikra zman. He's guaranteed to be protected no matter what happens. Afila ha'hoivim b'teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect him from natural mishaps. V'yishtamar mehem b'neis yasaloi tomud. Says Rambam that all the natural calamities that could befall the world, but if you're a person who completely your mind is trust in Hashem, a person has complete amun in Hashem, that you go a prophetess of Hashem will create a nes, that you will be protected from all the natural calamities. So if there's going to be flooding in the world, it can be dangerous, which people unfortunately are going to be consumed by all of these natural calamities. But Hashem will create a specific nes for you, because being that your mind is dovig in Hashem, you are b'teach b'Hashem tomid. So this is the Hashem tzilcha. This is the response that we are zoicha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this, Rabbi, again, this is all reiterated as we see all the Kol HaTorah Kulah. This is one message wherever you turn. The tachlis of all everything that we learn. The bottom line is, like Ramos' opening statement, Shvisi Hashem Lanegdi Summit. That, Rabbi, is not a luxury. That is a vital, it's a necessity. Because only to the extent that we are b'teach b'Hashem, we are zoicha to Hashgacha Pratis, to Shoyim Ramo Yisrael Lat.